This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with two music world legends. They are Emilio Castillo, founder of Tower of Power, and the lead singer of the band, Larry Braggs. They'll be coming with their entire band to perform at the Telluride Jazz Celebration. That event taking place August 5th through August 7th, mostly in Town Park, but also in venues around town. Hey, guys, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So, Emilio, you first. Could you take us back, about 40-plus years, and talk about the origins of Tower of Power?
Well, we're from Oakland, California. You know, we came up in the late 60s. The whole sort of Bay Area, San Francisco sound had sort of had its heyday the previous 4 years with bands like the Airplane, Jefferson Airplane, Grateful Dead, Quicksilver Messenger Service, Janis Joplin, Big Brother and the Holding Company. And they were ready for something new around 68, and that's when we auditioned at the Fillmore Auditorium. But, you know, we were far different from that whole psychedelic sound. So we claimed Oakland as our home. That's where we all lived. That's where we all partied. And that was the type of music we played. It was Oakland soul music. And we came out with our first record, East Bay Grease, around 1970. We were signed by Bill Graham. And so that first audition at the Fillmore Auditorium really was what our origin was.
Okay. And could you define what you mean when you speak about the Oakland zone?
Well, you know, when we came up with that phrase, the Oakland zone, we're kind of talking about a state of mind. You know, a lot of times when the band is playing and we're really in tune and we're humming on all 10 cylinders, you know, we call that sort of being in the Oakland zone. It's a frame of mind where everything's really clicking and grooving really well.
Okay, thanks. Larry, I know that you grew up in a really large family, I think one of nine kids.
Yes.
And your parents were extremely, I'm sorry, I don't know if they're still living, but certainly from what I've read, really strong people. Could you talk about how the lessons from your parents have played out in your role as lead singer for Tower of Power?
Well, just coming from a large family, I'm used to being around large groups, but, my father was always, he was sick when I was a little kid, so I lived with him. So, you know, he was kind of like bedridden. And so my mother and father separated. They're both passed away now. But, you know, we just came from strong musical backgrounds where they weren't really formally trained. But my father was a tap dancer. And my mother took it to church. She sang in the choir. Me and my sisters and brothers sang in the choir. And, you know, it's just that from that, you know, I just wanted to sing. I always wanted to sing. And, you know, I've been trying to learn how to sing my whole life. And when I got in Tower, you know, it was another, you know, 9, 10 people with 9 different ways of doing things and 9 different attitudes when they're all individual. But when we came together, it was all magic. So I really, you know, that really, like, helped me along the way while I was, since I was in a, I grew up in a big family.
Okay, perfect. You have also said, Larry, that Tower of Power opened up a whole new world for you. In what ways?
Well, you know, I came from a classical background, and then I started playing in soul bands and, you know, funk bands and corporate bands. And, you know, bands, typical corporate bands and club bands, they do things the same way. The order of songs are the same way. The list of songs are the same way. We all play the same way. It's one, you know, it's just one dimensional. You don't even have to rehearse sometimes to go to the gig. You just show up. But when I got in Tower, it's a completely different animal. You know, the guys, and that's the way they do things. Things are turned around. Things are different. You have to listen. There's a lot of different things going on. It's kind of like organized chaos sometimes, you know, in the music. But it's like a gumbo. There's so much stuff going on that you don't have time to just, you know, lollygag around, or you're getting ran over by the music is what we usually say.
Right.
So it's a completely different way of doing things. Whatever you learn musically when I was out of the band, whatever I learned on the right side, they completely play it on the left side. And it's a completely different world. It completely makes you a better musician, or it's going to make you a frustrated musician, one of the two.
Okay, I'm assuming you chose the better, not the frustrated.
I don't know. This story's not over.
Okay. Okay, Emilio, in shaping a direction for Tower of Power, could you talk about some of your earliest influences like Sly?
Well, yeah, we're from the Bay Area, and that's where Sly and the Family Stone started, you know. And not only that, but they started in our part of the Bay Area because they were an East Bay soul band, multiracial. They were, you know, one of the first bands to come out in the hippie generation playing soul music with a real sort of hip, current look to the way they came out. You know, their music was really insightful. Sly Stone, one of the greatest lyricists, I mean, ever, you know, and really creative rhythmically. And there was a lot of other, you know, great music at the time that we were listening to. We really loved the Memphis soul sound, Otis Redding, Sam and Dave. You know, we were big James Brown fans. And I personally was, well, all of us really, we were big fans of the soul ballad type artists like Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, groups like that, the Temptations, the Stylistics, you know, back in the 60s, you know, even Otis Redding and a lot of those Memphis soul acts and Linda Jones and stuff like that. We listened to a vast array of soul music.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And Larry, sum up your attitude when you get up on stage to perform. You've been doing this for a while. So have you become in the least bit jaded?
No, because as soon as you do that, you know, something's going to knock you right back down. You know, every night for us, it's we have to people will know when it's really being real or you're just, you know, phoning it in.
Uh-huh.
And in Tower of Power, we never phone it in any night of the week. You know, we enjoy doing it. I enjoy playing with the band. I enjoy making the mistakes. We enjoy all that. It's just, it's what we do. You know, we love it when we're on. We love it when we're off. We love it when the people love us. And no matter what, we're going to get a standing ovation.
Great. Okay, Emilio, you know, and both of you know, that Tower of Power has a cult-like following. So what goals remain for you and the band that you founded?
Well, in terms of goals, you know, there's some definite things that we would like to do. You know, we happen to be very proud of our rhythm section. You know, everybody talks about the horns and the horns this and the horns that. And certainly we have a great horn section. And, you know, the thing about horns is there's not a lot of horn sections in the world. You know, there's a million rhythm sections and a million guitar players and bass players. And, you know, you can count horn sections on your hand. So people always talk about the horns, but we're very proud of the rhythm section and of the whole band in general. You know, I would like to take this band, and I would like to do some recording with other artists. You know, a big dream of mine has been to record Tower Power backing Sting. You know, any of the other, you know, very popular artists out there and very creative, musically creative artists that are out there. I'd like to do some recording with them and sort of get a legacy like Booker T and the MGs had over at Stax Volt when they backed up Otis Redding and Sam and Dave and Eddie Floyd and all those groups, and the way the Funk Brothers over at Motown backed, you know, all the Temptations, Four Tops, Supremes. I would like to see that happen to Tower of Power. And I'd like to do it also with Larry. You know, Larry is an incredible singer, and the thing I notice about Larry, you know, whenever he's placed next to somebody, that person sings better, you know, because he will make you rise to the occasion. He's a very formidable singer with an incredible range and, you know, an incredible amount of excitement. So I would like to team us up with some other great artists and make some great music.
Wonderful. And finally, first you, Larry, and then you, Emilio, because you've been here before. What are you looking forward to most about coming to perform at the Telluride Jazz Celebration?
Oh, just the people. We love coming there, and, you know, hopefully my good friend Gerald Albright will show up, and that'll be good too. But, you know, we just love playing, and we hope people just come and have a great time. We'd like to see it packed, you know, just full of people, full of energy, and everybody leave there for whatever, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours we play. They just leave there and leave everything that they, any trouble they had before they got there, it's all, you know, a little bit better when we get there.
Wonderful. And you, Emilio, you've been here before.
Well, since I've been there, you know, one of the things I look forward to is just seeing God's beauty played out over there. You know, that's one of the most beautiful spots on earth.
Yeah, I agree.
And of course, I agree with Larry also. The people, I remember, even though it was a bluegrass festival when we played before, I was really kind of wondering what the reception was going to be like, you know. And
yep.
We came out, we played some kicking soul music, and that crowd just loved it, you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing the people and to seeing the beauty of Telluride.
Perfect. Thank you both. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking to Emilio Castillo and Larry Braggs. You know them. They're both part of that driving sound machine known as Tower of Power. We're welcoming them to town for the Telluride Jazz Celebration. See you there, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, me.
Bye-bye. God bless.